Brothers and sisters, President Nelson has asked that I handle the business of the solemn assembly for which we are gathered today. This is an occasion of great significance for members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints throughout the world. Dating from October 10, 1880, when John Taylor was sustained to succeed Brigham Young as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, each of these occasions has been designated as a formal, solemn assembly of the body of the Church to express the voice of the Church. We will vote by quorums and groups. Wherever you are invited to stand only when requested and expressed by your uplifted hand that you choose to sustain those whose names will be presented. You should vote only when asked to stand. The general authorities assigned to the Tabernacle and the Assembly Hall on Temple Square will observe the voting in those facilities. In stake centers, a member of the stake presidency will observe the voting. If anyone casts a contrary vote, those individuals should contact their respective stake presidents. We will now proceed. Again, please stand and vote only when asked to do so. We ask members of the First Presidency to please arise. It is proposed that the First Presidency sustain Russell Marion Nelson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Those of the First Presidency in favor, please manifest it. It is proposed that the First Presidency sustain Dallin Harris Oaks as First Counselor and Henry Benyon Eyring as Second Counselor in the First Presidency of the Church. Those members of the First Presidency in favor may manifest it. It is proposed that the First Presidency sustain Dallin Harris Oaks as President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and Melvin Russell Ballard as Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Members of the First Presidency in favor may manifest it. It is proposed that the First Presidency sustain as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles M. Russell Ballard, Jeffrey R. Holland, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, David A. Bednar, Quentin L. Cook, D. Todd Christofferson, Neil L. Anderson, Ronald A. Rasband, Gary E. Stevenson, Dale G. Renland, Garrett Walter Gong, and Ulysses Suarez. Members of the First Presidency, please manifest it. It is proposed that the First Presidency sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. Members of the First Presidency will please manifest it. First Presidency will now be seated. We invite Elder Gong and Elder Suarez to take their places with the Quorum of the 12. The members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles only including Elder Gong and Elder Suarez, will please arise. It is proposed that the quorum of the 12 apostles sustain Russell Marion Nelson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as they have been presented and voted upon by the First Presidency. Members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in favor, please manifest it. You may be seated. We ask the General Authority 70s and members of the Presiding Bishopric to please arise. It is proposed that all General Authority 70s and members of the Presiding Bishopric sustain Russell Marion Nelson as prophet, seer, and revelator and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as they have been presented and voted upon by the First Presidency. All General Authority 70s and members of the Presiding Bishopric who are in favor, please manifest it. You may be seated. We ask the following to please arise, wherever you may be throughout the world, all Area 70s, ordained patriarchs, high priests, and elders. It is proposed that Russell Marion Nelson be sustained as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as they have been presented and voted upon. All in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed may so manifest it. Please be seated. Will all members of the Relief Society, that is, all women 18 years of age and older, please arise. It is proposed that Russell Marion Nelson be sustained as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as previously presented and voted upon. All in favor, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may so indicate. You may be seated. Will all those holding only the Aaronic priesthood, that is, all ordained priests, teachers, and deacons, please arise. It is proposed that Russell Marion Nelson be sustained as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as previously presented and voted upon. All in favor, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may so indicate. You may be seated. Will the young women who are ages 12 to 18 please arise? It is proposed that Russell Marion Nelson be sustained as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as previously presented and voted upon. All in favor, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may so indicate. You may be seated. We now ask that the entire membership, wherever you are located, including all those who have previously stood, to please arise. It is proposed that Russell Marion Nelson be sustained as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, together with his counselors and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, as they have been presented and voted upon. All in favor, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may so indicate. You may all be seated. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your love and support. We will handle the business of the conference relative to releasing and sustaining other church officers during the Saturday afternoon session. The choir will now favor us with, "We Listen to a Prophet's Voice." After the singing, we will be pleased to hear from President M. Russell Ballard, who was just sustained as acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He will be followed by Elders Brian K. Taylor and Larry J. Echohawk of the 70.